Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H2 FY24 earnings conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of the Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From management team, we have Mr. V. Rajmohan, Chairman and Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. V. Rajmohan. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ganesh. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the Supreme Power Equipment Limited earnings conference call for the second half financial year 2024. I am delighted to share our financial results and key achievements for this period, as well as provide a brief overview of our company's background and mission. Supreme Power Equipment Limited, based in Tamil Nadu and founded in the year 1994, established in the year 1994 itself as one of the key players in the manufacturing of power and distribution transformers. With over 29 years of industrial experience, we have become a prominent player to local electricity utility. Our expertise extended to the windmill segment, where we craft a transformer designed to withstand switching challenges and voltage fluctuations. Renowned to our commitment to quality and reliability, we have a strong track record, having manufactured and supplied over 15,000 units. Our current order book stands around 60 crore, positioning us to leverage rising opportunity in the transformer industry with a focus on innovation and precision in design. Our company is dedicated to achieving customer satisfaction by providing quality products through an effective quality management system. We aim for 100% delivery performance on a continual basis and strive to achieve zero rejection at the customer end. Our current production capacity is 2,500 MVA per year, housed in a facility spanning 14,000 sq ft. We have also initiated expansion to accommodate larger power transformers ranging from 150 MVA to 160 MVA, increasing our production capacity to 9,500 MVA per year, approximately from 9,000 to 9,500 MVA per year. This expansion will enable us to supply larger power transformers to meet the growing demand for our products, providing better profitability, being the higher capacity transformer. Our focus on the upcoming periods, including several key initiatives aimed at driving growth and strengthening our market position. We are committed to continuous enhancement of our technological capabilities by investing in larger advancement and incorporating initiative solutions. We aim to improve our product offering, increase efficiency, and maintain our competitive edge in the industry. We capture new market and serve a broader customer base. We are focusing on expanding our geographical footprints, and this involves entering a new region and strengthening our presence in the existing one. By doing so, we aim to increase our market share and tap into emerging opportunities in the power sector, power infrastructure sector. Building a strong clientele relationship remaining the top priority. We strive to understand our client's unique need and provide tailored solution that exceeds their expectations. We aim to enhance our customer satisfaction and loyalty. The increased demand for power infrastructure presents significant growth opportunity for our company. We are strategically positioned to capitalize this trend by offering high quality transformers that meet the evolving needs of the market. Our focus on innovation, precision in design and operational excellence will enable us to cater the rising demand effectively. Our deep industry knowledge and established relationship with the key stakeholders give us a competitive advantage. We will leverage these assets to identify new business opportunities, negotiate favorable terms, and drive growth. By replacing our market skill and a network, we aim to create value for our stakeholders and reinforce our leadership position. In addition, we aim to balance our revenue model equally between the government and the private entities. This balanced approach allows us to cater to both the local utility and the private company, ensuring a diversity and stable revenue stream. By working towards a 50-50 revenue model, we mitigate risk associated with market fluctuation and enhance our financial stability. These strategical initiatives are designed to position Supreme Power Equipment Limited for sustained growth and success in the dynamic transformer industry. As we move forward, we remain committed to our core value of quality, innovation, and customer satisfaction, driving us towards our mission of being a leading manufacturer of power and distribution transformers. Now let us go into the financial performance highlights for the second half, FY24, and the full fiscal year. For H2, FY24, our total income was 60.99 crore, reflecting a year over growth of 15.97%. Our EBITDA stood at 12.94 crore, representing year over growth of 24.55%. With an EBITDA margin of 21.21%, up to 146 basis points. The profit after tax was 7.71 crore, marking a yearly growth of 17.5%, with a PAT margin of 12.64, an increase of 11 basis points year-over-year and an EPS of 3.02 rupees. For the full fiscal year, FY24, the total income was 113.59 crore, showing a year-over-year growth of 13.69%. EBITDA was 23.33 crore, reflecting a year-over-year growth of 27.43%, with an EBITDA margin of 20.54%, an increase of 221 basis points. The PAT for the year was 14.3 crore, indicating a year-over-year growth of 29.05%, with a PAT margin of 12.59%. Up by 150 basis points year-over-year, and an EPS of 5.6 rupees. These results reflects our dedication to operational excellence and our commitment to delivering value to our stakeholders. As we move forward, we remain focused on our strategic initiatives and our confidence in our ability to continue driving growth and profitability. Our venture into windmill segment, as well as high-tech, larger power transformer, will enhance our capability to serve new set of clients, will enhance our bottom line. Before we dive into the question and answer section, I want to express my sincere gratitude and thanks to all our stakeholders for being an integral part of our growth journey. Your support and involvement have played a crucial role in our success, and we genuinely appreciate your valuable contribution. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you.
And thank you, once again for your presence and continued support.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Jinesh Sipani from Niveshaay Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Is my voice audible?
Yes, sir, very well audible, sir. Please, sir, please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for such a good set of numbers. As I saw in your filing you have made, you are doing CapEx from 2,500 MVA to 9,000 MVA. So what is the cost of this CapEx?
It's around 65 crore.
65 crore, and we'll be.
Yes, it will be around 60-65. Yes, sorry.
Okay. And we'll be ramping up this capacity by when?
December of next year.
December of next year. Okay, December 26.
Yes, of course, we are planning to do commercial production in mid of next year. So commercial production, we come to the commercial production in December next year. That is 25 December.
25 December. Okay, fine. And, sir, what is the current capacity utilization?
Current capacity utilization is around 30%-35%.
How much?
Sorry?
30-35%.
35%. And sir, what do you think? What could be the peak revenue which we can do with the new capacities coming in?
That capacity, that is the revenue. You are asking for the revenue. It should be more than 600 crore when the full capacity runs.
So, by which year we can target for 600 crores of revenue? By FY26?
No. Year on year, there will be a 10 to 30% increase will be there. Based on that, we have to see.
Okay. And sir, what growth guidance would you like to give for next 2 to 3 years?
So, yeah, that is what I am trying to say. It's minimum 10 to 30% increase will be there. Year on year growth will be.
And sir, could you please clear what is your segment bifurcation? How much is from power and how much is from distribution transformer?
Actually, based on last year supplies, is almost the percentage. That is, power did up to 600 MV last year, and distribution is something around 150 MV.
Okay.
This is what we did last year. Yes.
And sir, I was seeing we since FY23 and 24 we have basically increased our margins when we compare to the prior periods from FY22 and past. So what led to this margin increment from, let's say, 7-8% to 17-16%?
Yes. See, we were in the market for more than, that is in private market. We were in the market for more than 10 years, that is from 2010 we were started doing with private market, and we are very aggressive from 2010 to 2020. And those times we were mainly focusing on capturing the, to broadening our clientele base. And we need to increase our client base, customer base, and we need to establish our product. It's zero failure. So we need to prove that, and we established our presence in those days. After that, if from 2022 onwards, we started booking orders with higher margin. That is one part. Second, we designed the transformer and we have strengthened our design team to maximize, that is optimize the design. So there also we have gained something. So these are the two major points.
Okay, so do we expect
last 2-3 years only we were started mainly focusing on profit. We are encasing the this period to harvesting.
So can we see these kinds of margin going forward?
Yes, there is a very good demand for this product. At least for next 5-6 years, as per the market information, next 5-6 years there is a very good demand. So we'll be able to sustain this margin.
Sir, you mentioned that you will be incurring capex of 60 to 65 crores, but how will you source this capex, because there is no cash on books? And will you be taking debt or equity? Could you please clarify on that front?
Yes, actually we came into this IPO in December last year, and only we came into IPO, and IPO funds are there, and that will be something around 40 crores or there is there. And some 20 crores from the internal accrual we have to do. We have to take from the internal accrual. And if there is any small need is there, then we have to go for it.
Okay. And sir, could you please also mention who are the competitors on similar front with whom you compete?
Yes, I am actually we here very few listed companies are there. Here one is in the state of Tamil Nadu. One is Indotech Transformers, other is Anduril. It's almost a government-based company. And few other small players are there in with our capacity.
Okay. And
And
sir, when I was
when we yes.
Yes, please, sir.
When we complete our this new expansion project, then we will be comparing ourselves with BHL and other companies, little more bigger companies.
Okay. And sir, one last question. You mentioned that we'll incur the CapEx by the way of funds received from IPO, but when I see your books, so there is hardly 0.05 crores of cash, and capital work in progress is just to the tune of 17 crores. So I don't see any sufficient balance on books from which we can incur.
These things it's been we have made the other discount facilities in zero condition.
Sorry, sir, can
All
you
of
please
them.
elaborate?
See other limits we have, no? See, like bill discount and which we have to receive from the residuals which we have to receive from utilities.
Okay.
That has been discounted with the bank. Then that limit has been become zero. We have not cleared the limit, but we have reduced the limit. So it is there. Whenever we want, we can spend the money from there. The
Okay.
only facility, other facilities, they are neutralized.
Okay. And sir, one last question. When the entire industry players are guiding for at least 20-25% growth in this segment, then why are we just guiding 10-13% growth? Like, isn't that a small number of growth when the industry is
Not
having
10 to 13, it is 10 to 30, 30.
Okay. Fine.
Yes.
Got it, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Vivek N, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Vivek, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, thank you. See, my question is, you have posted good results, 30 or 35% on average, top and bottom line. And according to your EPS has also got adjusted on a larger base of equity shares. I'd like to understand in some detail what could be the trajectory of growth in the next 1 or 2 years, given the increasing focus on infrastructure and electricity, and also the fact that there is a deficiency of energy across the country.
Yeah, there is a yeah. Can I proceed?
Yes, sir, please. Hello.
Yes, sir. So, actually, there is a steep increase in demand for this for the entire power infrastructure, because this government of Tamil Nadu and government of India, they have allotted more funds towards this project, this sector. And based on that, there are a number of projects are coming up. So, there is a demand for at least for a minimum 3 to 5 years, the demand will persist. And our revenue growth will be minimum from 10-30% year-on-year growth will be there. When it comes to the new factory, it will be little higher.
Sir, is 10% too conservative? lower band range, because given the breakaway speed and plus you're also a relatively smaller company, you should be able to get higher growth related to the peer group.
Yeah, what you said is correct. Actually, last year, actually, we planned for a minimum of 20-25% growth. And then there was a flood in December. Our revenue got hit by 15, a minimum of 10-15 crores. So I am just saying in a very safe way that I should not give any wrong or rosy figures. So I am just telling that 10%, 10-30% will be growth.
And this is for the next few years, up to 5 years?
Next 2 years. Oh, no, next 1.5 years.
And you're largely focused in south of India, any space?
Yes. Now, mainly we are well positioned in state of Tamil Nadu. Now we got approvals, some technical approvals and approvals from Karnataka state. So now slowly we are get to cater in Karnataka state. And we have posted tender in Kerala state electricity board for 20 MVA. This tender is in progress, so we are slowly moving out of Tamil Nadu.
Sir, very good. Thank you. Finally, who are the other peers in the industry that one can compare Supreme with in terms of relative performance?
Yes, as of now, Indotech is there, but they are bigger than us, so bigger than us, and you can compare with that. But other few unlisted players are here, and here we are mainly placed in Tamil Nadu on capacity wise.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Finvest. Please go ahead. Yashwanti.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a very good set of numbers. First bookkeeping question.
Thank you.
Were you able to maintain the margin of around 20% plus as you reported, around 21% quarter?
Yes, mainly we have optimized our design. And we have strengthened our purchase team. Very recently, we have strengthened our, 1 year back, we have restructured our purchase team and design team. And our overheads is little less when compared to big players. So we are able to maintain this quantum of profit.
Okay, so we can see that even the 21% can be possible even going forward.
Yes, we are also looking for that.
So in your last phone call, you mentioned about your exposure to the wind sector as well as the solar sector. So can you tell us about what is the development happening at this time?
No, wind is not sounding well now, but the solar doing. The government will the energy sector. Now most of the projects coming out is majorly from solar only. And we have supplied something around near about 100 MVAs to solar last year.
Okay, so now the focus will be on the traditional power manufacturing, that is a traditional transformer which uses a plant, and solar power, right?
Sorry, madam, I could not hear you.
Here on the focus of the company would be to supply the traditional power transformers which we used to supply to the power industry as well as in the solar industries.
Yes, we are focusing on both. We are focusing on both, and we are restricting ourselves to maintain the margin. So we are not taking all the orders, though we are quoting 10 times more than the revenue which made. We are very very much choose in taking the converting the orders purely based on the profit. So that is a barrier for us.
So, but when we are operating under 30-35% capacity utilization, then the volume will not play a game for us when you're getting such a when you have an inquiry for such a good order book.
As of now, we have as of today, our order book is around 60 crore. So, and at least minimum 3-4 months order book we should have in our hand. And we are looking for, we are giving more importance to the margin based orders.
Okay. And what is your order book or what is your order pipeline for your higher MVA capacity transformer which you said you wanted to focus on going forward?
Yes. After capacity expansion happened, we will be able to make up to 160 and above. See, actually, now we are the present capacity of handling transformer capacity is up to 25 MVA, and we are planning to make bigger transformer from 25 MVA to 160 MVA. From the new plant.
Okay. So you also mentioned sometime back that you also wanted to look into the overseas market. So any steps towards that?
Currently, we tried with a Kenyan partner, and not able to succeed. Because of some payment terms and other things are not suitable for us to operate in them. And in Saudi also we have tried and we have finalized a channel partner, and that also due to this trend disturbance and all, so we have to relocate somebody. So we are in our mind, but nothing happened on that.
So going forward,
the
focus will be on the domestic market, or are you still targeting export market?
No, we are trying to grab the opportunity. As of now, domestic order is full of this 60 crore order is full of domestic order, and something less than a crore is export.
Okay. And sir, any new clients have been added to your fold in the last 6 months till date?
Sorry, madam, I could not.
New clients have been added to your portfolio.
We have added. Ramtra, we have added, and the new solar companies we have added. Very recently, also we got 11 crore order from a solar company. It's a new from our client base. And we are expecting them.
In your order book of around 60 crore, which is there in your hand, how much will be from the solar?
It's around 10% is from solar.
And so, would it be right for you in this forum to tell me to explain what is the margin difference between the solar and the traditional power transformer?
Solar and power transformer. This is the same margin than the distribution transformers.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best. I'll join back in queue.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Rajesh Singla from BTG Capital. Please go ahead. Rajesh Singla, Please unmute your line and go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, madam. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. Hi. So regarding the order book, so 60 crore order book you have, so by when
yes.
this order book would be executed, like how many months this would be executed completely?
Yes, the 60% will be completed in the next 3-4 months. And this 40% is from government orders. This will be extended for the next 9 months.
Okay. And the second question would be, as you're guiding for, so your current capacity utilization is 35% and you're guiding for 10 to 30% growth year on year for the next couple of years. So it seems that you will not be able to completely utilize your existing capacity even when your new capacity becomes operational. So any plan to grow at a faster rate given that it's small scale you have, and I think 10 to 30% growth rate which you are telling is looks like unimpressive for a scale and the tailwind what we have in the industry.
Yeah, actually here we have capacity of 2500 MVA. And the handling capacity of individual transformer is not more than 25 MVA. And that is the reason we are going for to make this bigger tech transformer. There we are getting little more margin and number of players also less on making larger power transformer. So though there is a gap in the existing capacity, we are going for a bigger capacity for making higher, larger power consumption. That is the reason we are going for a bigger expansion.
Okay, so if I understood it correctly, so the demand for your existing capacity or the transformer which you are producing currently is not growing that rapidly as the whole industry is, because I think that is more, the whole industry growth is more driven by the larger or more efficient transformer which you are planning to produce from your new capacity, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Jinesh Sipani from Nivesha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, could you please give us the breakup of private and government utility for this year and what you are targeting in FY24?
FY24.
Both the years. So what was there in FY24 and what you are targeting in FY25?
Yes, actually FY24 government yes, the non-government and government, yes. See, the power transformer from government is around 200 MVA we are doing.
Okay, 200 MVA for government?
Yes. For government and non-government is around 350 MVA.
In power side?
For power transformers, yes, power transformers. And from distribution is something around 50 MVA in, yes, 50 MVA distribution transformer from government, and non-government is around 70 MVA.
How much?
This is for distribution part.
70. Okay, and sir, what are the margins which you get from government and non-government?
Normally, this government, that is, there is not a fixed lot for that. We used to quote with the 20-25% margin for government. And only after processing of the tenders, we'll be able to see someone comes as a L1. And if we want to get that order, we need to match that price. That L1 price. So that margin may fluctuate. Sometimes in government we will get more and sometimes there will be very less. So it will be according, it will be at the time of deciding how many vendors, how many bidders are there, and how strong they are, how willing they are willing to take orders. So based on that, the margin will be decided. And generally, on private, 20 to 28% margin on negotiation will be.
And you wish to maintain these similar line of margins going forward?
Yes. We are trying hard to maintain this margin.
Okay, and sir, just a basic question. What is the maximum range of transformers which you can make now in post-CAPEX?
And now we are able to make our capacity is able to make from 16 kVA to 25 MVA, that is 110 kV class. After this, we can do now. And in the new CAPEX, from 25 MVA to 160 MVA, we can make that also 230 kV class.
Up to which kV class?
230.
230. 230. 110. Then we'll go to 230. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Jignesh Vaida from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. As you had discussed in earlier call, like we are making up to 25 MVA, but your new capacity, it will take time to make this higher range of transformers.
Correct.
So it will be only after FY26 that we will be able to start making this higher capacity transformers.
Yeah.
After 18 months or 20 months.
Yeah. Actually, we will be able to make a bigger transformer in a full-fledged manner in the new CAPEX. That is, when it is happened, when it is completed, we will be able to do in a full system.
Sir, even after your CAPEX, it will take time. People will come and evaluate the facilities. So I think around 6 to 12 months after your CAPEX is complete that you will be able to take this bigger orders.
Yes, that is what I am trying to answer you.
Okay.
So we have the capacity of making 25 MVA only. Now,
yeah.
we took order for 50 MVA.
Okay.
50 MVA, though we don't have the capacity fully which we can do it here, we have taken the major 70-80% of the product will be completed here. And some of the process we are completing from outside, we are using other side facility.
Okay.
This is to cut down this lead period to generate inquiry. See, already we got 50 MVA order. Now.
Yeah.
And last month, in the month of January or February, we got 150 MVA order. And this is 90-95% almost over. So, just testing is going. So, it will be dispatched in next month. That is in the month of June. So, these are the steps which we are taking to cut down the period. So, while we are going there, instead of starting from 25 MVA, we can start it from 50 MVA.
Okay.
And that process also there. This coming, buyers and big large places, they will come, they inspect, they will approve our facility. And these things will happen after the completion of the infrastructure.
Conservatively, how fast we can move from 50 MVA to 160 kind of
order? Minimum 1 year. 12 months.
Minimum 12 months we can start taking orders.
What you ask me, how much time it will take to make from 50 MA to 160 MA. That is your question, right?
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Yes. 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 It will take minimum 1 year.
Okay.
In between 60 MA is there, and 50 MA number of transformers we can make, and 25 MA number of transformers we can make. So,
right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll go to the next question from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you please explain the increase in trade receivables? You've seen some trade receivables going up by almost 100% year on year. So, could you please explain that?
Yes, actually, last 23 there was the trade receivables say at that time the utilities they were paying little faster than compared to 24. So this year. There was an increase when compared to 23 and 24. 24 is slightly higher. So this is been this can be mitigated. Now it will be mitigated because now we are at our bills are routing through trucks. Earlier the payment was made directly from the utility on their own wish. Maybe in 3 months, 4 months, 5 months they will make. So, and some through special channel will be able to get sometimes an earlier, and sometimes we will get it 3-4 months. And now there is a system called the TRED, Tamil Nadu Electronic Discount System is there. It's inaugurated by the Chief Minister. And now all the bills are being purchased through them, and it is routed through them. So we will be getting the payments within 60 days from the date of supply.
Okay, and this can be attributed to government orders only, right? The increase in paid receivables mostly because of the government. Oh.
Yes, absolutely correct. Okay. This is.
What was the name of?
Yeah.
Yes. So what was the name of the board that you said, Tamil Nadu Electronic?
No, that's Tamil Nadu Electronic Discounting System.
Okay.
Yes.
When did this come in?
No, it's started in actually this was started in the month of September last year. And we have not gave our bills to them because we thought we will be getting free. Why we want to push 3-4 months in such time? We thought we will be getting the payment directly by to some channels. So we were not able to get the payment on time. So now we from. February from March we have started giving all the bills to press. And slowly they have released also some 50% of the receivables they have released now. Apart from this.
Okay. And any consideration to do like do we need to give them any consideration or interest cost or anything because of this?
Any consideration means any consideration of what?
I mean, on the total bill, do we need to give them a percentage of the amount we've received or something?
Yes. It is discounted in a platform where so many banks will be there.
Okay.
So on that platform, any bank can purchase our bill. And they'll make
it. Okay. Yeah, understood. Yeah. Understood. And so, do you also plan? Sorry.
This is also without recourse.
Okay. Understood. And so, do you also plan to get into electric arc furnace transformers going forward? Like we had a peer who was just reported that they supplied electronic arc services, electric arc furnace transformers to the steel company.
Sir, I would not, it's not clearly audible. Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Sir, do you also plan to get into electric arc furnace transformers going forward?
Yes, as of now also we are also supplied electric furnace transformers. And
okay.
Last year there is no inquiry for that. We are not, we didn't got any. And we have the technology and we have proved and we have done. Already we have done.
Okay, understood. And so we can, once the CAPEX comes in, it's supposed to commence production from April 2025, right?
No, see, this expansion will complete in the month of December 25.
Okay, so we can directly...
Full-fledged, we can go from there. So now that trial and machinery erection and everything, trial production we need to take and erection of these machineries, trials and these things will go on from April to December. So from December we can do the commercial. Yes.
December 2025 we can start the production.
25, yes.
25. Okay, and we can directly start supplying to the private customers the 160 MVA plus transformers?
Yes, we can do.
Okay, but only for the government we have that clause.
No. This is for private customers also. There, this is windmill, larger wind farms, larger solar farms, they will buy. Already they have inquired, we are not able to give.
Oh, okay. And what is the government private order book mix currently?
Private order book is around, one second. Yeah, 40% is from government and 60% from non-government.
Okay.
As of now, the order book.
Okay, and lastly, sir, you said rupees 600 crores of revenue potential with the CapEx that is coming in total.
Yes. If we utilize the 9500 MVA capacity, then the revenue will be around...
The 600 crores revenue potential is on the expanded capacity as well, right? The total 9500 MVA.
Yes. When we reach the 100% capacity utilization, it will...
On the 9500 MVA.
Yes.
Okay, understood. That's it from me. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Vibha Gupta from VTG Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is, out of the total services that we are providing to Tamil Nadu government electronic system, so what is your share of their total ask? So do we see a capacity or, the in future to increase our share of the total order?
That is, you are asking about the utility?
Yes.
Utility will be, 20% will be our share. This is roughly I am telling.
Okay, and so do we see that increasing in the near future, or are we doing something to increase our share of the total demand by
Actually, we were expecting something around 60 to 80 crore revenue from Tamil Nadu Electricity, that is TANGEDCO. The new RDS projects are coming up, and new schemes or scheme projects are coming up. So, our share, we are expecting something around 60 crore this year. That is 24-25.
Okay, 60 crore. And that will be again some 20% of the total ask? Or
No. Our share.
Okay, and how much percentage would... Yeah, how much percentage approximately would that be, if you know?
Again 20-25%. 20% max.
Okay. And when we are talking about this 60 crore of order book, so how does the revenue realization happen in books? So it's like how is it ranked? It's like on the basis of how your production is going on, or what's the principle that you use?
No, this is based on the customer requirement. Some customer, they place order. Yeah, tell me.
No, you tell me, sir, because I'm interested to know that the 60 crores of profit, when do we see it hitting the P&L? In which quarters?
This is a continuous process. This is continuous process. Actually, when in December we got 50 crore order, and in January, February also, sorry, March also 50 crore. Now it is 60 crore. And month on month, we are also delivering products. And this 50 crore, 60 crore is generally 40-60 crore will be the regular order book size, average order book size. So this will be delivered according to the customer requirement. See, for government, they will give us a schedule for 9 months, sometimes 12 months, based on the order. So as per their schedule, we have to supply. And private customers also, they will give us a schedule for 2 months supply, 3 months supply, like that. So that is why I said it's the government.
Okay, so only when you supply, you book it to the revenue.
Yes.
The delivery has happened.
Yes, only after billing only is it to come into the revenue.
Okay. And what's the general time lag between the order booking and the final delivery of the product?
See, our production lead time is 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And for bigger summer, it's 8 weeks.
Okay, that's
subject to customer requirement and the payment realization. For private customers, we used to get the payment, then only we will deliver the product. So sometimes the requirement will be there, and they will not make payment, and it will be lying here for 1 or 2 days or for a week. So accordingly, it will be made. Purely based on the customer requirement.
Okay. So are you conducting 100% checking in-house for all your deliverables? Or you have to, get the testing done outside as well?
See, for all the routine tests, we have full testing facility here. For prototype or special type test, we'll go to Bangalore CPRI.
Okay. So that will take some time, yeah?
Yes, sometimes it takes some time. Yes. Some customers, they insist on government lab. So depends upon their application. Very rarely, customer, they will ask for a third-party lab or something. So at that time, naturally, the time will be extended.
Okay. So do you pass that cost to the customer, or it becomes a sort of a hit to your P&L?
Yes. Actually, while taking the order, the customer, they will give what are all the accessories and what are all the tests they have to make. So accordingly, we will pay. So at that time itself, we will. Yes. Some customers, they will in between, they will come and ask, "You have to do this, that, and that." Then we have to charge them.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll take a last question from the line of Rajesh Singla from VTG Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. The question is on the raw material inflation and.
Singla, I request you to use your handset mode. Your voice is not clear.
Just a second. Hello? Is it true?
Please go ahead. Mr. Singla,
yes, sir.
We cannot hear you now. Mr. Rajesh Singla, are you on mute?
Hello? Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question would be on raw material inflation. How well are we protected from inflationary pressures? Like, do we have inflation indexation in our order book? Like, say, tomorrow if the steel which we are using for making transformer, if the price of that steel goes up by, say, like 10-20%, so are we in a position to shift this inflationary pressure to our customers?
Again, here it comes, I need to explain you in detail, because this, we are handling two types of customers, mainly the government and non-government. In this way, we can segregate in this discussion. And for government, the schedule, delivery schedule or supply schedule is something around, varies from 9 to 12 months, sometimes 18 months also. And there, as per the tender condition, this price variation clause is there. Price variation clause. So, it is this price variation, whatever for the main raw material, logistics and the labor, everything is covered there. Even 10, 12 months also, it will be covered. And there is no ceiling for that on government side. So it is covered. And when it comes to the private, when we get or when we are finalizing order, at that time, the same day itself, we will book the raw material. Maybe the same day or the next 2 days for the major key raw material. So there also this mainly this process, this price inflation is covered. And somewhere we will be continuously we will be quoting to the customers, and everything will be in the pipeline. So in that case, which is not finalized, we will send a mail. There is a that in the past 1 week there is a steep increase in copper price.
Yeah.
So we used to communicate with our customers that the copper price is rising. So if we want to finalize, if the price has to be revised, what we have quoted will not be in effect now. So we need to revise the price. Like that, we will send a communication. Before finalizing the order, you please give us an opportunity to discuss with you about the price. Like that, we will communicate with them. In a very rare case, sorry?
Yeah, that is for the private sector, right? That is for the private
customers. Yes, that is for the private. Yes, yes. So that is only for the private.
Right. So what is the in history, like in the past, how many times they have rejected this kind of price increase, or they are mostly open to, or they mostly have accepted these kind of requests from your side?
They generally, the genuine buyer, they will accept. Yeah, because we give that they give the request along with the evidence we put.
Right.
The proper price, what is the price when we have quoted, what is the price today, and with the justification only we will be asking.
Right.
So the customer also should not be penalized. So he should feel free. So we will be very transparent with the price. So when we have quoted, the price, copper price is this, and now today's price is this, so there is an increase in price in transformer. So like that we will negotiate, and most of the customers, they will agree for that.
Right. So what is the mix of your current order book? Like what percentage are you having it from the government utilities where you have in price inflation indexation clause, and how much is the private sector in your order
book? Government is 40% now as from the present order book. Government orders is 40% and this one is 60%.
Private is 60 and government is 40, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you. I would now like to
thank
turn
you.
The conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at info@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.